Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Hi, I'm Tim Calvert. Welcome to A View on Access, which is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired and insights into the venue and content on offer. In this edition, I shine a light on the Mania Chocolate Factory during their current production of Marjorie Prime by Jordan Harrison, which is on until May 6, 2023. The Mania, an intimate 150-seat quirky venue housed in an old chocolate factory a few minutes' walk from London Bridge train station and Borough Market, still doesn't offer any audio description or introductions after many, many years of offering some superb plays and musicals that include La Cage aux Folles, Forbidden Broadway, Educating Rita, Merrily We Roll Along, and Into the Woods. So it is really important every now and again to showcase a production with interesting visual elements that is on offer, and to give you some description. The theatre used to have a bustling restaurant in operation on entering the venue, but this is not currently operating, which dampens the atmosphere a little as you walk into a large empty space with a few wooden tables and chairs scattered about. A corridor at the end leads you to the bar, a small seating area, and the entrance to the auditorium. The theatre offer assistance where needed, so always ask. Their current production, Marjorie Prime, is a very interesting offering from writer Jordan Harrison and director Dominic Dromgoole. Starring a stellar and ever-reliable cast of Anne Reed, Nancy Carroll, Richard Fleischman and Tony J.R. Wardner. The play begins with 85-year-old Marjorie, played by Anne Reed, rapidly losing touch with reality, assisted by a handsome new companion who mysteriously is able to recall the story of her life. Who is he, and where did he come from? The play then goes on to explore different character perspectives as it jumps forward in time and starts 40 years in the future. This Pulitzer Prize-nominated play explores the mysteries of human identity and whether artificial intelligence is a possible substitute for human emotion. As you take your seat, the set is open to you and consists of a lavish apartment lounge setting laden with wooden panels and flooring, a green cushioned bay window at the back overlooking the ocean, a burnt orange swivel chair in the centre with a red cushion on it, with a square glass coffee table at its side. There's a large counter and kitchen to your right, with retro hanging lamps and a large plush lilac rug in the centre covering the space. Marjorie is 85 with silver hair, white t-shirt, grey cardigan with white swirls, dark trousers, white trainers and a colourful headband with rings and earrings. She later changes into a mustard cardigan and floral scarf. Walter Prime is in his early 30s, good looking, with a burgundy shirt and smart grey suit. Tess, Marjorie's daughter, is in her 40s with flowing blonde hair and wears a khaki green hoodie and brown chinos. Early on in the play, she brings in bags of shopping and unpacks the contents on the counter. John is Tess's husband. He's in his early 50s, he's of mixed race, stocky build with a bald head and grey beard. He wears a bottle green shirt and sand-coloured chinos. Marjorie Prime is a thought-provoking play that takes place in one set all the way through without an interval and is 85 minutes in duration. It's playing till Saturday the 6th of May 2023. To book tickets or for access information, access concessions are also available. You can visit the website at maniachocolatefactory.com or you can email boxoffice@maniachocolatefactory.com or by calling the box office on 020-7378-1713, Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To find out what's audio described in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented, and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.